guess that Lion Horn's on the right.
Babe, all right, I'm here.
Not that Mackey's back in town.
.47 on the fan. No, it's not the 16th segment of Giants postgame. Here I am, Chris McGonigal, here with you, 888-808-1019. Love you, Schmelke. How are we doing? What started as a promising day, I actually tweeted out, it was for the first time ever, the dopey song was actually accurate. I was waiting all day for Sunday night. For what? Two rough, embarrassing losses, and Giant fans will get to you. But we got to start with the New York Mets and a game where, I mean, absolutely nothing went right. And I know as they lose 9-0 in game one of this LCS, and a team that's kind of had this miracle run, this unbelievable stretch of baseball, this is the first game of this postseason. They've lost a couple. But this is the first game where they were completely outclassed and played a miserable game. And we went into this series talking about whether or not we wanted San Diego, do you want the Dodgers? And many people, myself included, felt like the Dodgers were the better matchup. That doesn't preclude the fact, or that doesn't change the fact, that the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball, the number one seed in the National League, and a top of the order that is legitimately three MVP on their way to the Hall of Fame type players. And the Mets, let's be fair, I know the topic, Met fans, and please give me a call, 888-808-1019, let's get through this. I know the topic is going to be Kodai Senga and whether or not the Mets should have started him. I know that. I was on the other night, we talked about this, I was on last night, Sunday morning at midnight, and we talked about this. I can't go crazy about it because I didn't go crazy about it then. I actually liked it less in game one against Philadelphia. This whole time, I wanted nothing to do with Senga for many reasons. One, I don't think he's ready. These are big games to be throwing out pitchers that aren't built up and haven't pitched all year. Two, you have legitimate guys who've pitched well. You have a starting rotation that outshines the Los Angeles Dodgers, at least currently, presently constituted with all the injuries they're dealing with, and obviously Ohtani not part of it. Like, this Mets rotation is better without Kodai Senga. It's still better than Los Angeles. And the other thing is Kodai Senga didn't earn this. And so much of what the Mets have done this year, so much of who they are, so much of who this manager is and what this team has become since the Jorge Lopez game, oddly enough, against the Dodgers, has been about holding people accountable and you get what you earn. And through no fault of Kodai Senga's his own, he's been injured. He hasn't been a part of this. He hasn't earned to start game one against Philadelphia. And even though it worked out okay and they won that game, he hasn't earned to start this game against the Dodgers. He hasn't earned it. Peterson has earned a start. Even McGill has earned a start. And so it's not the main reason they lost this game. And I know it's going to be the major topic. And listen, you could have had Manaea on regular rest start this series. But I'm not sure anything could have changed what happened in this game because the Mets offense did nothing. Let's not let Kodai Senga let the rest of this team off the hook. And I know they fall behind 2-0 early. I understand that. I understand that Muncy's single is a backbreaker after you think you get out of that inning. He's wild. He walks three guys. He gets the fly ball that I have no idea what Mookie Betts is not doing trying to score there. But ultimately, he comes around on the Muncy backbreaking two-out single. And sure, it puts you behind the eight ball. And it feels like, oh, here we go. And this was a mistake. And it leads to all that. That's fine. But this offense did absolutely nothing and completely shut down by Flaherty, who didn't pitch well in his last appearance and really hasn't pitched all that well for the Dodgers down the stretch. Early on, yes. Not so much down the stretch. The offense, again, did nothing. The defense was brutally bad in a couple of different spots, but did not play typical excellent defense the way the Mets have played. Base running was bad with the Winker fiasco, rounding second base, heading to third on a base hit from Iglesias. Like, the Mets did nothing right. The Mets did nothing right in this game. It's one of those games where they were just soundly beaten, and we haven't seen it. We've seen heartbreaking, gut-wrenching losses. We've seen both, you know, leads blown it in the eighth inning, only to come back with a Vientos home run and lose in extras. Like, those are the kind of losses the Mets have occurred here, and they really haven't had that many. The Mets have played excellent, crisp baseball. Even while they weren't scoring runs throughout the game, they were pitching well, and they held it close enough, playing good defense, smart on the base paths, doing everything right so they could come back in these games in heroic fashion as they've done. This game, they were awful, and they had very few opportunities. And the opportunities they did had, they squandered. Like the fourth inning, when Lindor leads off the inning with a walk, Vientos has a miserable at-bat. Swings at a terrible pitch, takes strike three, and then argues about it when it's clearly a strike. That's really the only opportunity they had, is down three runs in the fourth inning. They've got the Lindor walk. Vientos is terrible at bat. Nimmo fouls out. Alonso walks. And Marte, off the bat, I thought maybe had a chance to find a gap or get over a head. I didn't think it was gone. But like, that opportunity is it. And then the fourth inning, the game gets broken open. And Peterson, who comes into this game, didn't pitch all that well. I thought the manager made tough decisions that I didn't necessarily love. I have no idea why Buto's in this game. None. I have no idea why at the end of this game, when you know you've already exhausted Peterson, and you know Buto doesn't pitch back-to-back days, why are you going to Buto in that spot? Like this, the manager didn't have a good game with who he decided to start, and then going to Buto, I thought it was a terrible decision. The offense had a handful of opportunities at that and had miserable at-bats and couldn't come through and seemed lifeless other than that, getting shut down by a pitcher that they shouldn't be shut down by. The base running display by Winker, I mean, just every aspect of it. But having said that, this is a game you can flush, right? This is a little bit of a wake-up call, because I was on last night telling you this is a seize-the-moment type of situation for the Mets, and they're every bit as good as the Dodgers. I like them in the series. I like the matchup. I like it better than San Diego. They can go out there and stick it to the Dodgers. I absolutely think they can win. They have a better rotation. I think you could argue the bullpen is probably just as deep. The lineup, after you get through the top three of this lineup, has been just as good and feels deeper to me than the Dodgers lineup. And ultimately, I think it's a good matchup where the Mets have an absolute chance to win this series. And this was the wake-up call that all of that still might be true. The Dodgers are freaking good. The Dodgers are still a very good baseball team with a top of the order that is Hall of Fame bound and a roster that won 98 games and can still whoop you. And the Mets got flat out whooped last night. We haven't seen it in a while. They got absolutely ran out of the building. But for me, it's a game now where you look to game two. You've got your best pitcher on the mound. You can flush this game. This is an easy game to flush. You're not in a five-game set anymore. This isn't the wild card series. You're in a long seven-game series. And for me, this was a game that the Dodgers had to win with Flaherty on the mound as opposed to Kodai Senga, who you know were going into this game limited. And you can argue, I mentioned the manager going to Buto. You could argue why bring out Senga for the second inning. I think that's a legitimate argument. Senga clearly doesn't have it. He's walking the ballpark. He gets out of there with two runs. You thought maybe he had a chance to get out of it. You know you're going to the bullpen anyway. It's not like this is a legit starter that you're hoping to get innings out of. This is a guy you figured at max was going three innings when it's clear he doesn't have it. In fact, it's so clear the manager says it in the dopey in-game interview. Like, if you know Senga doesn't have it, his velocity's down, he can't throw strikes, he's got no control of the ghost pitch, like, it's a disaster. Why bring him back out? There's a lot of things you can get to. The pitching, the lineup, the manager, the defense, the base running. All of it was trash, and they got their ass kicked by the Los Angeles Dodgers in game one of a seven-game set. Flush it. Get ready for a game two with your best pitcher on the mound in Manaea with an extra day's rest in what now becomes a must-win game for the New York Mets. You have got to get the split. And if you do, if you win this game, you've done what you needed to accomplish, and you'll head back to Citi Field with a tied series and still better pitching matchups lined up for the next two games in my mind, and an opportunity to still take control of the series, get home field advantage back. This was a frustrating loss. We'll get to it all. Quick little open here because we kind of come into you late. We got a lot of spots to get in, but we'll take a quick break, update, come back. We'll get to all the little particulars of this game. But ultimately, yes, Senga was a mistake. I felt more so at the beginning of the Philadelphia series than I did in this series necessarily, but I still just don't think he shouldn't. I still don't think he should be pitching. I think the manager should have taken him out after the first. I think the manager went to guys in the bullpen I don't understand. I think the offense stunk, and ultimately you can flush this and get ready for an important game two with the best pitcher of this postseason, really. That's how good Manaea has been on the mound, with an opportunity to take control of home field advantage and get back into the series. 888-808-1019. Quick break, update. Come back with your calls, Met fans. We'll get to the lousy Giants and that disgusting display of offense that they provided us on what was supposed to be a fun Sunday night. Instead, I'm pissed off on this early Monday morning, and I got to look forward to a Yankee game. We'll have some time to break that down, too.